KX93.5 is bringing an event to the Montage Resort this Friday evening that we are very excited about. It's called KXclusive, and we've got several chefs. They're going to be featuring some amazing food, and one of them is on the phone with us now. It's Kyle Powers from Fork in the Road Catering. How are you, Chef?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on the show and talking to us today. So, first of all, why don't we start with the good stuff? Can we start with the menu for Friday? Because that it's going to get my mouth watering already. So can you tell us what you're bringing?
Exactly. So what we've decided to do is we're going to start off with a pumpkin ravioli with a brown butter sauce. And I love, we just actually got back from Italy, so I'm all into raviolis right now and tapping into my Italian side, even though I'm not Italian. But we're also going to do a pipette, which is a unique, I guess, device that contains sauce. And that's going to be with the filet cube. And it's going to be cubed with the pipette, and then basically you eat the filet, and then you squeeze the sauce in your mouth, and it's just a very sensory experience. It's awesome, yeah. And then the third one is going to be a take on a lobster and shrimp roll. And I figured out here in California, just do it in a different way, so that should be something to look forward to.
I knew that would work. I'm starving now, so thank you.
Yes.
It's awesome, man. So, yeah, this food's going to be pretty unique. It's not your typical resort food. It's pretty unique and creative, as you just heard from Chef Powers. And let's talk a little bit about your background, which kind of led you to be a chef. You were actually an actor in your past life, right? So how on earth did that happen?
Well, it's funny because my wife and I actually, we were, young couple, and I was going through the audition process, writing, all that good stuff. And that's what I went to school for as well after, being a tennis player and thinking that I was going to become a pro. So led
You're
me
all
into
over
acting,
the place.
Of course, naturally. Oh, all over the map, yeah. So just after working through a few different restaurants in the local areas and also in Long Beach, I always had a passion for food and cooking. And my wife was a really big influence on, maybe going forward and doing that. And we got an opportunity to do some holiday parties for some chef friends of ours. And that kind of opened the door. And we found ourselves at a fork in the road. So we took a new path. And that's how it was birthed. She was actually going to be a teacher, but then didn't find that to be her calling. And we just kind of developed the business behind that. And it flourished. So
has that been the most successful of your various life ventures, the catering?
Oh, most definitely. When I was playing tennis, I thought I was really good. And then I played against, this little kid named Mandy Roddick and then got my butt kicked.
Oh,
and I
really? Wow.
Quickly that I wasn't going to make it. and then with acting, it's fun. I have a passion for acting and writing and that industry. But when I've settled into, and I don't say settle in a negative way, but when I found my role as being a chef and creating this company, it turned into something that I couldn't even imagine that it has and opened so many different doors.
So hang on, back to Andy Roddick. Where did you play him?
It was, it's got to be like 17 years ago. It was a tournament called Top Gun in Newport Beach. And, I was just in the tournament. I was coming out of college and, or just actually it was like my second year of college. And I played in this tournament and I wasn't really seated high, but I was good enough to play in it. And then I play against this number one seed and didn't know who he was at the time. And there you are. and not till later than I realized, like, I'm seeing it on my TV and stuff. I'm like, wow.
Right.
That was pretty good.
you'd probably never seen a serve like that in your life.
That's actually what pretty much told me that I was not going to make it as a pro in tennis.
Yeah.
I did not see a serve like that in my life.
That's an amazing story. I love that. Again, Chef Kyle Powers on the phone. He's going to be one of the chefs at our event on Friday night at KXclusive. Talk a little bit about, why this is important to you. We're obviously a nonprofit cause. It's to support a public radio station, and you're giving your time to help us do that. Does that resonate with you?
It really does, because when we started this company, it always was all about the people and all about that connectivity that you have instead of just someone pulling up a menu and selecting, I want this, that, and the other. And I feel like that's very similar to just that connectiveness that you would have with public radio when you're reaching out to the community, you're talking about you know, the involvement, and that's how we try to model our catering company off of. And the best part about it is just to be able to go out there and serve food and to be able to, like, see people's faces in that moment when they're able to enjoy the food, but then at the same time knowing that it's spread across a great community and just a way to be able to connect in a different way. And this way is through food, obviously, but to be able to do this through the venue that you guys have that you're offering.
I think you nailed it. It's all about connectivity. And really excited, by the way, to squeeze whatever that sauce packet is with the filet.
Yes.
I don't know what to expect there, but it sounds awesome.
This is going to be fun.
So Fork in the Road Catering, do you do all sorts of events, private parties? What kinds of things are you available for?
We do. We do a lot of weddings, which surprisingly most catering companies, that might be the niche. But ours, we do a lot of corporate things. And with Irvine Company, with the Boris Corporation, just different corporations around Orange County, and then now starting to branch out into just other communities too, being LA and whatnot. But we also do private dinners, and I love doing pop-up dinners. Those are pretty much, that's where I really get my creative juices flowing, and I'm blessed enough to be able to do it all over the map and be creative. But, you know, when we get to do those pop-up dinners, 20, 30 people, and create something really unique and an experience and a way for people to enjoy food in a way that they hadn't before, and fusing different cultures and ideas and things like that, where all people just get to come together and sit and learn something about another person. That's really what it's all about.
Very cool. And I know, I don't think I'm allowed to ask you exactly, but you're involved in something cool and sort of secret. Can you talk about it? Do you know what I'm asking you?
I do. Yeah, that's funny. You know, there's a lot of competition cooking shows that have been around, and I got a chance to do a couple of them. And then another one is coming up, should be airing, I want to say November or December, but they haven't given me the go-ahead just quite yet on that, as far as the air date and stuff. But it was a great, great, great experience. I learned a lot, and I was able to really focus in on just a different avenue of expression, really.
All right.
Food. And again, it's a competition show. So.
Okay, so just watch your competition food shows, and you might see Chef Kyle Powers on one. I'm gonna
let's
put that out.
Let's just say it's a new one. It's a new one that hasn't been out yet.
Okay.
Put it that way.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. We're excited to catch you on the up and up. This career life change of yours seems to be going well, and we're really happy to have you at our event, and glad you're giving us your time to support the cause. And that menu again sounds amazing. You can go to our website to see the chefs, to see the music that's being played that night, and to buy tickets. It's kx935.com. Again, K-exclusive at the Montage on Friday. Chef Powers, thank you very, very much.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty.